I'm a baseball coach, so I don't really know a lot about basketball, AAU, travel basketball, travel volleyball, and soccer. I've always focused on baseball myself, but I remember reading an article in the paper one day when the Fieldhouse in Maryville closed down. There was an article basically like eulogizing the Fieldhouse and wondering what the future of the region was going to be for travel basketball, because the, you know, that Fieldhouse in Maryville filled such a huge void. So that's where I got the idea initially, was, wow, we should really try to, you know, replace, you know, what the Fieldhouse offered, and maybe these regional teams will come to Hammond, you know. And that's how it started off. And, you know, in my courses of traveling with my travel team, I went down to Westville, Indiana, which is a mecca for amateur sports. And, you know, I just saw what they were doing down there with amateur sports, and I became very interested. And it sort of morphed to, you know, the idea to replace the Fieldhouse sort of morphed into this idea that we want a big facility in Hammond that's going to attract teams from all over the Midwest to come to Hammond for a weekend tournament. And obviously, if we're going to get people to travel that far, we want to have a quality product. And, you know, and we came up with this idea, which is a 17,135,000 square foot facility that'll house six indoor basketball, volleyball courts, and we could expand up to eight also if we need a tournament big enough like that, or two indoor soccer fields, and you could do both tournaments at the same time. So one side will be soccer, one side will be basketball or volleyball.
Now, what will the facility look like when you travel along Indianapolis Boulevard there in the neighborhood before you get to 165th there, in the neighborhood of the Woodmark, where the Woodmark Mall used to be? And I know for a long, long time that there have been work efforts, unsuccessful ones, unfortunately, to try to develop the properties where the old mall buildings used to stand, and now only the Carson Peary Scott store is standing. What's it going to look like around that area there now when it's all
complete? Well, when you're coming north on the boulevard, you'll come up to 167th, which is where a lot of people used to enter the mall from, right by the old Kenny Shoes down there. And where it'll be, the new facility will be located right off 167th, and it'll extend north towards Carson Prairie Scott. We made it so both of the buildings peacefully coexist with each other. But basically, it'll go up. It won't physically touch the Carson Prairie Scott, but they'll be pretty close to each other. And, you know, if Carson Prairie stays Carson Prairie, that's great. If not, it could be like a Dick's Sporting Goods or something along those lines. But these two buildings are meant to coexist with each other. Parking will be on both sides of the building. And we anticipate, you know, we're going to hopefully get in ground and start building it in May of this year. And, you know, and about a year later, it should be completed.
When we're talking about parking spaces, you're talking about, of course, enough to not only still handle the parking that handles it for the Carson store itself, and not going to interfere with the Sportsplex itself?
Carson's parking will be on the north and the south as it currently is, and this Sportsplex will be very busy on the weekends. Mm-hmm. We anticipate, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, it'll be more geared towards Hammond residents, you know, maybe local, you know, adult leagues and stuff like that. But Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this is going to be a regional asset, and, you know, we expect to see a lot of license plates from outside of, you know, Indiana parked in our parking lot, and hopefully rejuvenate the economic development in that whole area. And we'll know if we start to see a lot of restaurants opening, which I, you know, if I had an extra $1 million in my pocket and wanted to open a restaurant, that's an area I'd be looking to.
Because
when your team is playing in these tournaments and you may have a game that just ends and you have a two-hour break and you have another game, they're looking for quick food, someplace to sit down and get away from for a couple, you know, couple minutes, and then head back over to the tournament site.
When you're talking about a facility that big, how much is it going to cost, and how's it going to be paid for?
Oh, the beautiful part is I've been mayor 13 years now, and we have options in Hammond through the federal government. Probably President Trump will be eliminated very soon, but thankfully for us, we already committed through HUD to receive a $10 million loan from them for this facility, and that'll get over 50% of the total cost paid for, and the other $7 million we're going to probably have to come up with ourselves, and we will. So the whole project will cost around $17 million, but over half of it will be paid for by an interest-free loan from the federal government.
Now, you mentioned the construction's scheduled to start sometime during the spring months, and in about a year or so to complete. How quickly do you think it's going to take, how quickly do you think it's going to be, before you actually start seeing teams play in the facility? Are there any efforts even underway now to try to line up venues for the big building once it opens up for business?
I can tell there's a lot of excitement. I've already received about 10 applications from people that want to run the facility, which is funny. It's not even, we haven't even put one shovel in the ground, and people are already dropping resumes on me because it's an exciting prospect. I mean, we're talking about, I need somebody that's creative, somebody that understands both sides, you know, the soccer, the volleyball, and the basketball, the ability to promote and pull, you know, teams from all over the Midwest into that facility because we want it busy every weekend. I could tell you that the busy time off, obviously, will be during the winter. So we imagine by the winter of 2018, we'll be up and running full steam. Hopefully, maybe next summer, you know, we get in there and, you know, we can mess around a little bit, but in the summertime, most people don't want to go indoors to play, you know, sports. So they'll be playing outdoor soccer at that point. They'll be, you know, doing other things besides basketball and volleyball. But by the time the fall of 2018 rolls around, we'll be ready to go full steam.
Do you think that maybe during those summer months that you might be able to attract some a convention business, so to speak, athletic-related convention business into the site itself? Because you've had this nice
it's
big building.
It's certainly big enough. Yeah. It's certainly big enough. The basketball side, you keep in mind that the soccer side is going to be turf, you know. So, but on the basketball, but we also have the ability to build basketball courts into the turf side if we had a big enough tournament. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we needed eight courts, we could do it. But on the basketball side, you know, it's at least 60,000-70,000 square feet of space, so we could do things over there. And another cool feature we added for the local community is at the old Woodmar Mall, a lot of our senior groups like to get into the mall and just walk around the mall. And, you know, obviously when the mall went away, so did that walking club that used to exist over there. We included a quarter mile elevated walking track in this facility where you could, you know, go in there and do laps or you could watch the events from up there as well. So it's a nice little touch we added.